Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode from The Vault. In this one, we take a look at the history of a common everyday object, so ubiquitous that you probably don't think much about it, but that was nonetheless designed to stand out. We're looking at the traffic stop sign. Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's question is, why are stop signs red? Why not green or purple? Why not mango tango or tickle me pink? In the early days of motor vehicles, the rules of the road were, let's say there were really more what you'd call guidelines than actual rules. Believe it or not, the first stop signs in America were not put in place until 1915. According to historical estimates by the Federal Highway Administration, in 1915, there were already almost 2.5 million cars driving on U.S. roads. When those much-needed first stop signs finally did show up, it happened in the motor capital of Detroit, Michigan, and they were not the red octagons that we know and love today, but white squares with black letters. Now, traffic sign codes throughout the 20th century have recommended several different variations on the basic design. For example, in 1935, the United States got its first official Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, which said stop signs should be a yellow octagon with black or red lettering. It wasn't until the 1954 revision of this 1948 edition of the manual that the red octagon with white letters became the law of the land. According to that document, the red color is consistent with the accepted use of a red light as a stop signal and of the color red as a special warning of danger. Furthermore, they explained that the original decision to use yellow instead of red was because red pigments were more likely to fade over time with exposure to the elements. However, by the 1950s, the state of California had solved the problem by using porcelain enamel to protect their precious red signs, and higher durability red paints were becoming more widely available. And, like that, red became the new yellow. But there's a question that goes deeper than uniform traffic signaling protocol. Why red? Is there any reason to think a red stop sign would work better than any other color at getting drivers to stop zooming straight through intersections at 88 miles per hour? One fairly obvious answer is that red is not as likely to blend in with the landscape as some other colors. This explains why the Highway Administration has repeatedly rejected our proposal for a green and brown camouflage-patterned stop sign. Another important point is that, like the aforementioned manual says, a red is a color we consistently use to identify warnings and peril. Think about the wrong way sign and the do not enter sign. Having consistent color coding helps drivers learn to identify specific colors with specific messages. So even if you only catch the hint of a red sign out of the corner of your eye, you're more likely to react with caution the way you've been taught. There are also some behavioral research findings that might point to the inherent power of the color red to command our obedience. For example, a 2011 study published in Psychological Science found that male rhesus monkeys under test conditions were less likely to steal apple slices from human experimenters who were dressed in red. The monkeys didn't seem to care about the gender of the human experimenter and were not deterred by green or blue clothing, but a red hat and t-shirt were enough to make the monkeys cautious about swiping that fruit. Now, it's important not to read too much into that result. The study was done on monkeys, who could be reacting to red for all kinds of reasons. But it at least suggests the possibility that there is a primate instinct to associate red with dominance or authority. And if humans share this hypothetical primate instinct, the difference between a red stop sign and a yellow stop sign might be the difference between stop in the name of the law and hey guys, it might be nice if you came to a halt or, turned off your nitro boosters. Today's episode is based on a video script written by Joe McCormick for the Brainstuff YouTube channel, which is a thing that we used to have. To hear more from Joe, check out his podcast, Stuff to Blow Your Mind. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.